We've got Juliet Hansen in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Good to be here. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you. And we're going to go delve a little bit back in time. And, you know, you don't just wake up as a curator. Tell us a little bit about that journey. You know, was it always art for you?
Well, in a way, it was. My mum was an art teacher, and so for as long as I've been walking, I've been taken around art galleries by her, and it's a passion that's continued throughout my life. Yeah.
And you never rebelled as a young kid?
Yeah, because you hear that, oh, I don't want to do that because mum does it.
No, I mean, for whatever reason, I did just naturally love it in the same way she did.
So. Right. Where's the accent from?
West Yorkshire, originally,
right, okay.
I've been in Melbourne about 14 years, but the accent has not
gone off. Well, you
tend not to lose a West Yorkshire accent, I don't think.
Yeah. No, you don't.
What brought you to Australia?
Adventure, initially, and then stuck around for love.
Oh, lover.
Love. Yeah, but I studied here too. So in terms of becoming a curator, mm-hmm. I did the course that a lot of Melbourne curators have done, the Masters of Art Curatorship at Melbourne Uni.
So right, okay.
That kept me here too.
Now tell us about the wonderful organisation that you're doing this exhibition for.
Well, I work for Linden New Art. I haven't been there too long, to be honest. I've been there about 8 weeks.
a newbie.
Exactly.
Because we cover it so much on this show because they do so much wonderful stuff, don't they?
Well, they really do. They continue to showcase some of the best of contemporary Australian art. You know, they're called Linden New Art, so the focus is on what is new, and so that makes it a really exciting space.
And at present, you're not in the usual gallery space, which is in Ackland Street in St Kilda. Where are you at present?
Well, we're in the Royal Botanical Gardens on Dallas Brooks Drive. That's quite near the Shrine of Remembrance, about a 5-minute walk, and really close to Domain Interchange.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's very different as a space. A little bit smaller, but we're making the most of the one room that we have there.
Right, okay. Yeah. Now, tell us about the exhibition.
Well, this exhibition brings together artworks from 3 Aboriginal art centres from Central Australia. The art centres are all located within the NPY lands. And the exhibition really represents the lived experiences and shared histories of those remote communities.
Oh, okay. Oh, it sounds absolutely wonderful. What are you showing? Yeah, you know, how's the story unfolding for us, the visitor to the gallery?
Sure. Well, the exhibition has a lot of a variety of forms and techniques and materials. So there are works on canvas, paintings, works on board, works on tin, and then there are these magnificent sculptures by the Jampi Desert Weavers that are of animals and baskets.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're made out of the grass that is from the
central. But woven like a basket per se, but they're animals.
Yeah. That's right. Well, it's based on the traditional grass weaving techniques that we use to make useful objects, such as baskets, but it's been really developed and honed over the last 20 years or so that they can actually make, well, the Jampi Desert Weavers actually won the Telstra Award in 2015 with a life-size Toyota vehicle. So you can imagine that, you know, it's really, they're really amazing. Yeah. We have lizards called parentes in the exhibition that are made out of these grasses. They're actually the largest lizard in Australia, so 2 of them have other animals hanging out of their mouths. They're quite humorous as well, and brightly coloured.
Beautiful. And it is called Border Lines. But what came first? Was the exhibition decided and then you sort of sought out the artwork, or were these commissioned pieces?
Yeah. Well, Linden, before I started, Linden New Art approached the Jampi Desert Weavers originally because, you know, their work was becoming increasingly well known. And in conversation with them, we found out that the artists that work with the Jampi Desert Weavers also very regularly regularly work with the two other art centres, Papuanquecha artists and Warrakerna artists.
Right, because I was going to ask you that, bring them why those three? So they're all related somewhere.
Yeah, they all work with the same artists quite regularly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and so actually then it was the art centres themselves that chose which artworks they were going to send us. But it just so happens that they kind of are all interconnected because they do demonstrate and show these amazing things that have happened in their lands over the past, 50 years, really. So really quite important events that I think should be known by all Australians, in fact. For example, one of the artists, their work is about the bomb testing that happened at Maralinga.
Yep.
And the aftermath, the artist and her family actually experienced the kind of toxic dust cloud across from those bomb tests and the sort of sickness and, you know, the poisoning of the land that happened afterwards. So incredibly important work for a Melbourne audience to see.
Yeah.
And
how is that, how have they captured that in the art?
Well, it's interesting, actually. Those particular works, I mean, when you think of Aboriginal art coming out of the desert region, you might think about, you know, dot painting and that sort of visual language. But these works actually capture a really figurative and directly representational style to show the bomb. And then they're using dot techniques and more traditional motifs to show the camping ground and the land that was affected. So it's actually a really poignant combination of those two artistic styles.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to be talking much more about Borderlines at Linden New Art with Juliet Hansen, curator of the new exhibition. You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine. We are talking with Juliet Hansen, curator of Borderlines at Linden New Art. Thanks for sticking around, firstly.
My pleasure.
Now, we did sort of get started talking about what people can expect in Borderlines, but, you touched on, I'll get it out, on some of maybe the darker stories and themes that are happening, but is there kind of a mixture of, emotions that people will feel walking through?
Yeah, I mean, really, I think when you first walk into the exhibition, it's a very joyful scene that meets you, actually. I mean, it's incredibly vibrant, colourful work. And really, the works are about the artist's connection to their land, and they depict that in a really beautiful way. There certainly are more poignant moments as you walk around, but it's a joyful experience.
So you mentioned about the basket weaving, which they made into animals. Then you mentioned about the very serious topic of when all those tests were done. Was that the 60s? It was in the 60s, wasn't it?
It was the 50s and the 60s,
50s
yeah.
and 60s. Mm. And the art around that. Now, what's the third art?
Yeah, Warrakerna artists have also sent us works by five artists, and they're actually showing the contributions of the artists and their families to cutting the road through the land, and that happened in the 1970s. It was a government initiative, and again, there are mixed feelings in the community about what happened there, because it was a government initiative, as I said, but the people didn't get paid for their work. So there's that aspect to it. But at the same time, the roads have provided the communities with greater access to sacred sites and to other communities and to resources as well. So the pictures actually show, in this sort of figurative style that's developed over the last 20 years, and it's actually been developed so that the artwork can be understood by a broader audience. This is my understanding. So that events that have happened during colonial times can be shared with a wider audience. So these works actually show the tractors and the people cutting the shrubs away, and it was incredibly hard work. But yeah, the community were generally happy with that outcome. Mm. I've actually worked really hard to prioritise the artists' voices throughout the exhibition. So, you know, these are not things that I knew about before I started working on the show. So it was really important that the art centres sent me all the text. And so that's what visitors can read when they're in the exhibition, so that they're getting the true story.
Yeah, fantastic. And we talk a lot to a lot of curators on Sunday Arts Magazine, and often we hear back that that is the fun part, or the very much the most interesting part of putting together an exhibition, is doing that research and sort of figuring out things that the curator did not know prior. So is that the same for you? Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, very much so. Working with the artists is always, you know, a privilege, but in this case it's been a, you know, a particular privilege for me, because it's the first show that I've curated of Aboriginal art as well, and so it's, I've really learnt a lot. Mm. And to be in direct communication with those art centres, there was one manager from an art centre. Every time I spoke to him, he was driving through country in a Jeep, and the, you know, it'd be the cutting in and out. Yeah. So it's just fantastic.
So how important has these three groups, how have they treated this? Are they really excited and really honoured that there's an exhibition in Melbourne, which is, you know, like, so important in the art scene, that they're being shown in a major city of the world that's involved in art?
They're certainly happy about it. To share their story with a broader audience is important, and that's why they're making the work. But I think the honour is really Melbourne's, to be honest, yeah. to receive this work.
And it's running now?
It is, till the 24th of September.
Okay, so not a real long time to get along to see it.
No, but we do have a series of public program events happening.
It's, okay.
You don't have long to get in, but in the next few weeks there are three events coming up. A botanical dyeing session, a crafting in for children, and also a guided tour of the exhibition linked to an Aboriginal heritage walk through the gardens. Information about all that can be found on our website.
Okay, brilliant. Now, you've got... after this exhibition, you've got the big one for the year. It's so many people are involved in it,
absolutely,
aren't they?
Absolutely.
And what are we talking about?
We're talking about Lyndon's postcard show.
Yep.
So up to 1,000 artworks. Hopefully I won't personally be hanging all those, but I'll certainly be helping. An open entry art award with many prizes, actually. And that'll go on display in November.
And can you still enter that?
Absolutely, yes. Entries are open, I think, for at least 10 more days.
Right, okay. Mm. And all it is, it's a postcard size. That's the whole idea of this exhibition.
8 by 10 inches.
Yep.
And the work, including the frame, absolutely has to be that size. Mm. So it really is going to be quite a spectacle to walk into one room of 1,000 works, all of the same size. And it has been like a major curatorial challenge to figure out how to organise all of that. But we do have a theme, and it's a surprise.
Oh, okay. But that's what I love about it. It's not just postcards stuck on the wall.
No.
It's beautifully done, and it's a real treat to actually walk into the rooms because of the way it's hung. And so many artists go on for bigger and better things because of that prize as well, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. The kind of exposure and the number of visitors we get, it's really great for any artist who enters.
Mm. Mm. So of course, go to the website. What is it?
There is a particular website for the postcard show. It's called Lyndon Postcard Show. If you type that in, this is the one that will come up first.
Right. Okay. Mm. And where are you at present? Because you're not in St Kilda present, because renovations is happening in Ackland Street. Where are you?
We are in Domain House on Dallas Brooks Drive, and that's in the Royal Botanical Gardens.
Okay, a beautiful setting. As you said, you walk through the gardens every day. What a treat.
It really is. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in, and this exhibition sounds absolutely wonderful, and it's called Borderlines, and it's on right now.
Till the 24th of September.
Thank you.
You're on Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. Big thank you to Juliet Hansen from Lyndon New Art.